I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudanese Christians are asking you to pray as national protests approach the one-month mark. Details in just a moment. And what kind of role is critical but overlooked in aviation ministry? Here's a hint. It's not the pilots. Stick around and listen closely because there's a place for you in every story. We'll start today in Sudan, where hundreds of protesters in six major cities across the country took to the streets this weekend. More demonstrations are planned for today and Thursday because people are tired of living in starvation mode and they're calling for a change of leadership. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor says President Omar al-Bashir has been in power since 1989.
Regimes like this are very good at self-preservation through repression. That being said, it is possible that we could see governmental change there.
But in an unexpected way, these protests could actually help Sudanese Christians. You see, according to Open Doors, Sudan is one of the top 10 worst places in the world to be a Christian, and the government is a primary source of the persecution. But when national security forces are distracted by the protesters,
the focus is on other things rather than the harassment and persecution of Christians at present. So that's one way in which these protests might be, in some small way, a respite for the Christian community in Sudan.
So the protesters say they want to launch mass civil disobedience. At the same time, President al-Bashir insists the demonstrations won't change a thing. Please join Sudan's Christians in praying for their nation.
Christians in Sudan would greatly value prayer.
Pray for perseverance and a steadfast faith. Pray that Sudanese believers will continue living for Christ, even though it marks them. We'll shift our focus now to Asia. When Joe Handley, president of Asian Access, says 2019 will be an exciting year, this is what he means.
Right now, we have five new countries, I think even six, that might be looking to open with us. And these are countries that are completely closed to the development of leaders within their midst.
That's specifically for church planting and leadership development, in addition to the 15 countries where A2 is already operational. As he noted, some of these new spots will be more challenging to launch than others.
I think for sure we can open at least three of these five or six new countries. So it'll be an exciting horizon for us. Beyond that, we are looking to grow when it comes to empowering women in ministry.
While they're at it, A2 will build on the momentum of a breakthrough 2018.
On top of those two initiatives, we are looking at expanding at a rapid rate with business professionals. We have leaders from places like Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, and Japan that are saying, we are hungry for the development of our capacity as kingdom marketplace leaders.
So when Handley says things are exciting, he's not kidding. Would you pray for A2 as they charge into 2019? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And we'll close with this question. Are you a teacher? I mean, have you ever wanted to roll up your sleeves and get practically involved in missions? Well, Brian Behal might have an opportunity for you. He works with Mission Aviation Fellowship in their mobilization department.
I tell people, I don't look for pilots. They come find me. I look for mechanics, but I'll drive across the country looking for a teacher.
It might seem strange for an organization mostly concerned with planes to be looking for teachers, but Behal says teachers are some of the hardest workers to find.
We used to be called recruiting, and some of us within the department agitated to change the name to mobilization because recruiting has the sense of bringing people in. And mobilization has the idea of sending people out.
From Indonesia to the Democratic Republic of Congo, mission fields all around the world are waiting for workers willing to take action.
Pray that God would raise up people who want to be sent. We are a sending organization. If I was 30 years younger, I'd join again and go out and work in some of these countries that I can't talk about publicly because there's some fantastic ministry taking place and God is really doing some exciting things.
So if teaching is your thing, would you pray about this opportunity and find your place in the story at missionnews.org? Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.